Lost Valley on the Buffalo National River can be a very, very busy place during hiking season. But I was there recently when, late in the afternoon, everyone had gone home. I have Lost Valley all to myself. Well, not everyone. I was there, and so were the crows. That said, it was, in my experience, the quietest in 30 years. A miracle, really, and I give thanks. And turned on my sound recorder. The following recordings are from that April afternoon. But first, I need to give you a crow call primer. Two species of crows were present. Our standard American crow sounds like this. Ah! Ah! During the warm months, we have another species called fish crow. It sounds like this. See if you can pick out the two species in this recording. Of course, on a quiet day like this, crows don't have Lost Valley to themselves. Here's a blue jay related to the crows who perhaps is tired of all the crow species back and forth. Even with the crows and jays, it was so quiet in Lost Valley that I was able to distinctly hear other species. I won't wade too far out into the ornithological weeds here, but I heard barred owls hooting from several directions, plus at least three warbler species that had recently returned to the Ozarks. These included ovenbird, northern parula, and yellow-throated warbler. You can hear some of this in the following recording. I can't say for sure whether or not American crows and fish crows like one another. But since American crows are bigger and live along the Buffalo all year, I assume they rule the roost, so to speak. But all this back and forth crow talk makes me think the big boys must make room with spring arrival of fish crows in the Buffalo Valley.